Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a recording about a very important topic about owning and controlling your own product. In this example, Lewis called me asking for some marketing advice for a product he had invested $50,000 in for the marketing rights for a particular industry of a product that I found is not as exclusive as the company represented. In this recording, you'll hear me give Lewis advice on how to get his money back for the investment he made, and also some advice on how he can get the product manufactured for himself. If he follows my direction on this, he'll have huge margins on the product that he has and total control, opening up worldwide opportunities for the marketing of this product. I hope you find this recording beneficial. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, it's Mike Senoff here, returning your call.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Doing really good. And yourself?
Well, I'm just, you know, like an old steer. Keep on trying.
No, that's what you got to do. Don't quit. Don't quit. What can I help you with?
I have a product that I just picked up the marketing rights to.
Okay, what do you got?
It's an odor neutralizer. The market that I want to go to is the cleaning and restoration industry, professional.
So it's an odor neutralizer. Is it an aerosol or what?
It's a liquid, yes.
And what kind of rights did you buy?
I bought the national marketing rights to the cleaning and restoration industry.
You're protected. No one else can sell this product under any name to that industry.
Correct.
All right, can I ask what kind of investment it was?
You can ask. $50,000.
$50,000. How'd you find out about this product?
I'm in the cleaning and restoration industry right now, and I came across it with the master distributor was. I did a win-loss with these people, and they showed me the product. I used it on some fire losses and some water losses, and the product works fabulous.
It performed really good.
Very good.
So you've been around this industry. You've seen stuff like this come and go?
I've never seen anything that worked as good as this. I've seen a lot of products.
Now, you worked on it with a fire loss?
Yes.
Tell me this specific example. There was a fire in the home?
Yeah, there was a fire in the kitchen, and there was smoke damage throughout the house. We went in with this product, wiped down all of the surfaces with it, and it neutralized all the odors, and there was no reodorizing, no heavy fragrances. It actually just smelled like a spring day.
Really? Is it an organic type product? How does it work so well? Do you know?
It's a proprietary formula that they have developed. Basically, it's a trade secret on how they do it, but stabilized chlorine dioxide is the active ingredient, and the way they've been able to stabilize it, it doesn't chlorinate. The other products out there that are unstabilized chlorine dioxide, but they will actually break down the chlorinate products, and that's not safe.
All right, so this is stabilized chlorine dioxide. Is it a patented product or no?
Not patented. It's a trade secret.
Okay.
Their ability to do it is how they do it.
Let me ask you a question. You're in Utah, right?
I am.
By any chance, the company who has the development on this formula, are they out of Utah as well?
They're out of Texas.
Because there is a multi-level marketing company called Newayes, N-E-W-A-Y-S, and they have a mouthwash, which I used for years and years. I had a buddy who is a distributor of it, and it is a stabilized chlorine dioxide mouthwash. And this stuff really is incredible. So when you say stabilized chlorine dioxide, I understand. You know, mouthwash was just one of the consumer uses, but there's all kinds of uses for this type product. It may be something you want to get a bottle of and check it out. Did you just recently buy into this?
Yeah, I did.
Are you locked into it? Meaning, what if I said, without paying $50,000, $1,000, you could get the same product that has the same result. Would you get your money back, or are you stuck?
I'm pretty much stuck.
What do you get for $50,000?
I get the ability to market this product to the United States.
Do you have to buy it from them?
I do.
And what kind of prices are there? You buy it by the 55-gallon drum, the bottle?
It's already packaged for me. They package it and everything. Whatever sizes I want. It went from 4 ounces up to the 55-gallon drum.
What would someone in the restoration business, how much are they going to order? Like a 5-gallon thing, or by the gallon, or by the quart spray bottle, or what?
They might buy the gallon, 4 gallons to a case.
For instance, when you used it, how much did you pay for a gallon of it?
I paid $45 a gallon.
$45?
9-to-1 dilution.
Oh, this 9-to-1 dilution? So it's going to last you a long time.
It goes a long way. You just add it to whatever cleaner you have, and it neutralizes the odors as you clean.
Okay, how much do you get to buy it for as a distributor? What's your cost on it? A gallon. You paid $45 retail. What's your cost now?
I get them 50% off.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Now that I get an idea of your profit margins and what you're able to do and everything, is it already branded by name?
It's branded. And it's going to be a professional formula. We're actually making it into even a higher concentration right now so that we can get the price point down. We're going to be selling the gallon for $99.95, which actually makes 5 of those $45 gallons we talked about.
Okay. Whose brand name? Is it your brand name? Is that the company's name or your name?
That's the name of the company.
The company you bought it from?
Yes.
Okay, but when you market it, is their company name on the bottle or your name?
My name.
So there's no way for the person who buys this stuff to get back with the company?
Yeah, there is.
How?
If they look up the...
Well, you definitely don't want to do that. If you pay $50,000 for the rights, you don't want their name on it anywhere.
Okay.
You want your private label on that product. You want your phone number on that product. If it's manufactured in their plant and you have to have it where it says it's manufactured, you could have it manufactured and private label by or manufactured for your company name. If you're going to be making all your efforts in marketing this product, you don't want any way for them to go around you back to the main manufacturer.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, just from what you told me, and we'll talk more about it, there's no patent on this stuff. Chemical formulas, stabilized chlorine dioxide, I guarantee any formulator can make you this formula. I guarantee you stabilized chlorine dioxide is already used in odor control within the sanitation industry. Did you do any research on stabilized chlorine dioxide?
I did.
And what did you find?
I found that there's a lot of companies out there that have the chlorate or the chlorite part, like the breakdown of the chlorine dioxide, but they don't actually have the stabilized version. That's what they're calling stabilized, is the chlorite or the chlorate.
Can you take this stuff and put it in your mouth?
Yeah, you can.
And have you done it?
I have.
Does it have a little mint flavor or no?
No.
It tastes almost like water, right?
Yeah.
You know what? This mouthwash, I guarantee you, is the same thing. It's stabilized chlorine dioxide. This company, New Ways, is a Utah company right where you are. The owner's name is Barry Maurer, and they're probably doing about $5 million a year, maybe not even that much. And he's a chemist, and you could probably go to him and get some quantities, ask him to private label it for you. I guarantee you that that's a formulator right in your town that could make that product for you. Now, you've invested $50,000. If you knew that you could find the same product and keep your $50,000 and do all your own marketing where you have all the control, would you want that money back?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of money. Is there any way you can get that back, do you think, if you pushed it?
If I pushed it, I probably could.
Are there people you're involved with that would make you hesitant to do that? Relationships that you set up?
Yeah, I have some people involved with me as well as the master distributor.
Here's the thing. When you're talking about chemical formulas, look, you spend $50,000. You want to introduce this to your industry, right?
Correct.
You're going to be putting all this effort into marketing something that you've got no control over the product. Plus, this stuff costs some pennies to make. In my opinion, you're getting gouged. You're buying it at 50% off. You shouldn't be marketing any product like this unless you can make 5 to 10 times. Some chemical formulas, you make 10, 20 times more cost. This stuff doesn't cost anything to make, and you can find it somewhere else. Now, if you don't want to try and get your money back, you can start doing your marketing and stuff, and you can start selling it and offering it. And once you've built up and you know you've got something viable, you can go find your own formula. Because why would you want to pay $20 for a gallon when you could pay $2 for a gallon? Why work and put all your efforts in making this company rich when you should be making yourself rich, when you have the ability to go formulate the product just like they did? It's available, I'm telling you.
Well, I believe New Ways has a stabilized chlorine dioxide, and they're about $45 a gallon.
That's retail.
Oh, I know.
Did you check theirs?
I haven't actually.
I would test it. If you give me your address, I've got a couple bottles of it sitting right here. Just put a sprayer on it and test it side by side. See if you can tell which one performed better. Now, if yours performed better, then you may have to stay with it. But I'm betting you can find something comparable that performs just as well. So if you could do that, wouldn't you want to try and get control over it yourself or at least get your costs down?
Definitely.
Before you start putting all this effort and time, that's the only thing you have is your time. And it's a very valuable commodity. I'd love to see you find the product, private label it from someone else, get another formulator, negotiate. I guarantee you can find a couple other people. I've got some other contacts who may be able to formulate it for you. And then get your money back and put that $50,000 into your marketing. I think if you did more research, you could have found this stuff. And a formulator would have formulated it and would be willing to make it up for you instead of $50,000 on marketing rights. It's not an exclusive product. That's the thing. If this thing was patented and no one else could make it and you couldn't get it anywhere else, I'd say $50,000 may be worth it. But they can't offer you any protection from someone else. I could go in starting tomorrow and start competing against you in the same industry, and there's not a thing you or that company could do about it because they really have no real protection. They claim they have an exclusive product, but I don't believe they do. Did they tell you they had some kind of exclusivity on this product?
Well, they're the manufacturer of this form of stabilized chlorine dioxide.
This form, okay.
I know that there's other stabilized chlorine dioxide out there, or they claim to be stabilized chlorine dioxide, but I've looked at the MSDS sheets on these things, and they're not really that stable because they chlorinate. And once they start to break down, they turn into a chlorinated whatever.
I know this New Ways product doesn't. He's a chemist. I think it'd be worth either hire someone for a couple grand to do the research for you, since you've already spent 50, but if you can get that 50 back, I'd get it back and do your own research, because this is all about marketing. It's not sourcing the product. You can source the product anywhere, I'm telling you. But we can talk more about the marketing of it. That's just that part of it. That would be my advice to you.
Okay.
Well, even though you're going to hurt some feelings with some people, you know what? This is business. I don't know what they told you, or maybe you got real excited, but I think if you'd really looked around, you could have saved yourself some money because you could develop this product yourself or get it from somewhere else. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Aside from that, let's say you've got your product, you're excited about it, and now you want to introduce it to your cleaning industry.
Yes.
What questions do you have about that?
I'm looking at going after franchises, getting it out to that type of group, and then going after the main industry itself. Like, it does lots of different things. Works on pet odors, works on smoke odors, works on lots of different odors. And the odor control industry is a pretty big market. And the professionals, I've noticed at this point, it doesn't really matter what the cost is as long as it actually does something, to a point, I should say. There is a point where people are like, no, we'll just keep using the same old stuff. But they want a product that they can provide a service with, and that's where this product comes in. From a restoration standpoint, I can go into a house and clean it and get it back to odor-free, pre-loss condition without any problems. Even having the ozone, we don't have to ozone after using this product because it just neutralizes all of the odors.
How much research have you done in the marketplace within your industry, seeing what else is out there for odor control and odor removal?
There's a lot of products out there. But as far as in the professional arena, there's only one product out there that claims to be a stabilized chlorine dioxide, and that's known by. And if you look at the MSDS, you got to wear a chlorinated respirator cartridge, so it's not that stable. It can fog in the air, and it won't degrade into a chlorinated material. And that's selling for about $27 a gallon. So it's half the price, but it's not safe. You don't even hardly push that product anymore. And that product is actually made by...
Have you looked in the pet industry, pet odor elimination?
Uh-huh.
And did you find anything in there?
I did. Most of the stuff that they're using right now in pet odor removal is either an enzyme, or it uses acid to break down the urine salts, or they use encapsulation masking agents. Like your own, that's a masking agent with a encapsulator.
Well, what you have to do before you do any marketing is you really have to develop the uniqueness of the product from your competitors. See, with your pricing, if you want to go to a distributor of another odor elimination product, because you have control over your industry, but you don't have control with your pricing, they're giving it to you at 50% off. But when you want to go to a distributor who has thousands of outlets that he can get it into, he's got to mark it up, and then by the time it gets to the end users, it's just
just may be prohibitive. There's not enough margins in it. There may be, but your margins sure would be better if you controlled and were able to produce or get the product for pennies rather than so much money, you see?
Uh-huh.
Your best leverage is getting it in to someone who's already distributing an odor elimination product, but you can go in there and prove the results of yours is better, and you could give them a better price. You can sell on price, and you can sell on performance. So if you can demonstrate to them that yours is better, your price is better, your packaging may be better, then you can get something in to a large distribution channel and then make some good money very quickly. But you really need the leverage of having control over the product, because let's say a company has distribution to thousands of stores and there's a lot of dollars involved. You don't think the company's going to ask themselves, well, maybe I can just get this product private label myself. And what's going to keep them from going out trying to do the same thing? But anyway, what you need to do is you need to develop the USP. What is unique about that product? Why should someone in the cleaning restoration industry use your product? What's the reason why they should buy yours rather than anyone else? And you're giving me some feedback that this is really stabilized, and what that means is it doesn't turn into a chlorinated product, meaning you don't want to be restoring a home and having your employees breathing in a unstabilized chlorine that could be poisonous to your body. That's why you only want to use a truly stabilized chlorine dioxide when eliminating odor. Another reason is ours eliminates odor without having to re-odorize, saving money on additional chemicals. Ours virtually eliminates all odors without any masking agents, therefore getting the job done faster for less money. You got to bring out these unique features of why your product is better, and then you need to get that message to your prospect. Getting a product into a distribution channel is really simple. You've got the supply, you've got the demand, which is going to be the existing customers buying odor eliminating products, and then you're introducing the details of the product. Here's what I have, here's what it does, here's why you should buy it. Boom. And then you need to get that message out to as many potential people who have a demand for this product as possible. As you do that, people are going to come forward and be interested in what you have. It's really as simple as that. But again, and I won't talk about it too much more, is that you want control over your own product. You really do. And you want control over the margins too.
And I also need to control the name.
Absolutely, yeah. You've paid $50,000. What did you get for $50,000?
I have the marketing rights to the United States.
You have the marketing rights to the United States just for your industry.
Just for my industry. Vertical market.
Does it say that they cannot introduce a product under any conditions, any names?
Actually, I'm having my attorney review it as we speak.
You used it and you contacted them, right?
Yes.
And they are the manufacturer?
Yeah.
How are they selling theirs right now? What other industries?
The hotel industry and nursing home industry. They actually sell it overseas, too.
And they sell it overseas. Okay. You see how they're in the driver's position? They're the manufacturer. Look what you can do when you're the controller of your own product, when you're the manufacturer. You can sell licensing rights for $50,000. You could sell international rights. You could sell hotel rights. You can do whatever you want. They can do whatever they want because they're the main source, you see? That's what you want to strive for in any product you start marketing. You're in an industry that you're familiar with, but what I'm telling you is I would get your money back, and I would just start over and rethink. Get your money back. Get your attorney to write a letter. Get your money back. Get your money back. Get your money back. Get your money back. And then get control of your own product. It doesn't even have to be this product. It could be another chemical product that you could sell. But the main thing you want is complete ownership and control of your own product. Then all your efforts that you put in are going to be protected. And then you can do some of the things that they're doing. You could sell licenses. You can sell worldwide rights. You could farm it all out. And then you've got yourself a real business. Okay, right now, I don't think you have a real business. Now, I'm just telling you this because you're at the starting stages. That would be my advice to you. Now, you don't have to follow my advice, and if you just wanted to keep marketing it, now you just need to start hustling. Pull out the product benefits and get that in a message, whether it's an advertisement or an email or a letter, and get that information to potential prospects. If you wanted to hire me or hire one of my consultants, we could work out something. They can help you do that if you're interested. Or, you know, it's either you have time or money. You have time to pay someone to do it for you, or you have the money to pay for someone to do it for you, or you do it yourself. But then again, that's also really important, is having that unique selling proposition, those reasons why that potential buyer, whether it's a distributor or an end user in the home restoration business, should buy your product. And that message is going to be the foundation of your whole business. So that's something you shouldn't skimp on, and that's developing that USP. And there's a process in doing that. It's a four-step process, and it takes a lot of research, but that's something I could do for you, or you could have someone else do that for you.
And what would that run me?
For a USP, for a product like this, would run you about $2,500. And it would probably take me about 30 days to do it. Or you can do it yourself, because I have a lot of information on my site that talks about USP. You can do it on your own, too.
Well, that's why I called you. I'd read some of your stuff, listened to some of your stuff on the Internet, and I thought, well, now that I've really got something here, I ought to call Mike.
I may have not have told you what you want to hear, but if you have something in the pit of your stomach saying, you know what, he may be right, maybe I should get my money back, then do it. Just do it. It's only going to hurt for a little bit. Get your money back. Get your investment back. It's a lot of money. And then just take a step back. If you get your money back, I'll help you find this and source it, okay? And then you can be in the driver's seat. Now, if you want to really make a go with this, and we can find it for you and get it sourced for you, and you want to work something out, maybe I'll help you with some marketing, and we could do a joint venture or something. And then certainly the additional profits and the margins of the product will easily pay for that.
Okay.
It's someone manufacturing it already, a very stabilized form. It's just a negotiation. They can make it for you, and they can ship it, and then you're in business, and then you make all the money, and then you don't have anyone over your head controlling you. You're in the driver's seat. There'll be a lot more money for you in the future, for sure, and you'll have that control. That's really, really, really important. And I didn't always think this way, but I do now. I'm constantly learning and growing, and this is really, really important. Give it some thought, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. So call me back, email me, let me know what you decide to do.
I'll do it.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. All right, bye.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Senoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called the Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you. And it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.